Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. Now, I'm absolutely over the moon to have on the line with me right now, just ahead of his show tomorrow night at Flux. He is probably one of New Zealand's greatest DJs. Christopher Tubbs is on the line. Good morning, Christopher.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hyped up. I'm excited about tomorrow night.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. Now, you've been up in Auckland having a bit of fun recently, haven't you?
Well, I have. I'm actually up in Auckland right now.
Yeah, right.
I think you're referring to the residency up here, or I'm not sure, but I'm up here at the moment working with Eden Burns, just finishing off the next record for Public Possession. So that's really exciting to get that in the bag.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a awesome experience. Do you still pinch yourselves these days? I mean, you've been doing pretty well for yourself for a number of years now, but do you still pinch yourself?
I don't know if I pinch myself, but I am enormously grateful, actually. Mm. I mean, for 121 to have brought me a whole new audience, which is essentially what happened in Wellington.
Yeah.
And to let me run with that in the way that I did is a huge privilege. And I never, you know, I take it as seriously now as I ever have. Mm. You know, I spend almost, you know, absurd lengths of time getting ready for every show that I do, and there's a lot of plowing through records in the attic. And you see, my records are sort of scattered all over the place. I have, you know, thousands at my house and thousands at my mother's house, and you know, which I'm sure she'd like me to get rid of at some stage. So, you know, all the women in my life, from my mum to my wife, all sort of roll their eyes at the whole enterprise, probably, in terms of records, because they just spill out of every room. but you know, I try and share that music that I've accrued over the last, gosh, 25 years.
Yeah, wow.
Because that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about sharing the music and introducing people to things they'd never come across otherwise, and letting them do it in a dark, sweaty room over a great sound system, you know?
Hey, great segue point there, because you are playing in a dark, sweaty room this Saturday at Flux. Tell me, what should people be expecting from tomorrow night?
You know, it's a real cliche with DJing, you know, Journey's I DJ, you know, that whole thing. but hopefully, you know, at risk of sounding that cliche, I am going to try and at least take people somewhere. You know, 6 hour, all night sets are a real treat if you've got a very broad, eclectic taste like me.
Mm.
Because you get to, you know, move across the genres, be a little bit nimble. So you can react to what's going on the dance floor, but you can also think, okay, I'm gonna play this Lonnie Liston Smith record here, but in 1 hour's time, I'd really like to end up with this sort of Detroit acid record here. You know,
yeah, wow.
How am I going to join the dots between the two? And you know, and also spill over into sort of like some kind of ambient piece in the middle of the night to a full club, you know?
Wow, so wow.
That's the thing, and it can create some amazing moments on the dance floor. And you know, with DJing, it's all about moments. It's all about sort of finding a way to those points which are really memorable, those takeaways from the night that people who were there, they were like, oh my God, you remember the moment where blah, blah, blah happened, and he played that crazy Japanese thing, and it was like, you know, and yet it somehow worked. I mean, that's the best case scenario. But you, that's it's all about delivering those moments. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say the technical thinking that you have to have going on, that must be actually so much fun to do.
It is. It is. It's an enormous fun and enormous privilege to be given the controls to that level, you know. So it's my favorite thing to do. You know, I don't mind playing 2 hour sets and, you know, doing the usual carry on, but I love all nighters because I think it's the thing that I've been working towards all my life, really, being able to deliver something that really hits the spot on a slightly grander scale.
Yeah, now you're playing for what, about 6 hours tomorrow night, is that correct?
Yes, I think I haven't looked at the what the final hours are for the night, but I think, yes, 5 or 6 hours, yeah.
Now, what is your advice for someone who's really determined to stick it out for those 6 hours?
Well, I will say lots of people do, you know.
Yeah, so, right.
At my ones in Wellington, Auckland, you know, there's a good 50 to 100 people there right on the first record.
Wow!
And they're not dance records usually at the start. They're lovely listening records, and then so you know it will start with something ambient, and we'll go all the way from kind of 90 beats per minute all the way through to you know deep in the night 130 BPM. Massive disco bangers and, you know, kind of deep Chicago tracky stuff. So it really runs the gamut. But, you know, yeah, if you can get there early and you can, you know, and if you're a music lover, I would recommend you get there early and just enjoy the whole experience. You don't have to dance the whole time. Just find yourself a spot where you can actually absorb it all. And yeah, that's the thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's really well put. Now, you definitely must have some ideas of sort of what you're playing, because you obviously can't take all your records everywhere you go. So is it kind of blind picking of records, or you really try get a theme going?
I definitely have things that I want to touch on.
Yeah, right.
They help me link the night together. So there are, there are little set pieces that I love doing at certain points because I know that they kind of glue the experience together and people love them. But I don't lean too heavily on that stuff. I only do that like 5 times in the whole night, maybe. But the point, I don't take vast amounts of vinyl. I take a big bag of vinyl because I've literally spent the last couple of years digitizing thousands of records. So I have an awful lot digital with me, but they are all my old vinyl records, just digitized. Yeah.
Hey, it's smart. It's got to be done, I think.
Yeah, it does. It does. The reality these days, and this certainly doesn't apply to Flux, because they totally know what they're doing, and doesn't apply to El Bruto in Auckland, but there are some places that, it's quite hard to play vinyl out in venues, because not that many people know how to set it up.
So you get it.
It sounds weird, it sounds really weird, but a lot of places they'll set it up, and there'll be massive bass feedback, or the decks don't work as they're supposed to, and all of these things. So it's just because hardly anyone plays vinyl anymore, and so it's a bit of a lost art setting it up as much as playing it, you know.
Totally, and they must be a scary thing to travel with as well.
What's that vinyl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is internationally.
Yeah,
not too bad nationally. Oh, I've had situations where I've been waiting at an airport in Madrid, and I've been standing there at the carousel waiting for my vinyl to come out, and then suddenly through those rubber curtains comes one record.
Oh my god!
And then 10 seconds later, another record.
Oh, Jesus! Oh and then, god!
20 seconds later, the remains of my record box, you know?
Oh, that terrifies me.
Yeah, it's happened. Yeah.
Hey, now, really weird question. I'm going to be honest, but say you're looking for a very specific record, one that you have. Do you know where they all are? Do you know directly where to go?
My record collection is an absolute shambles. I don't. If my family had a penny for every time they've seen me cursing my way around the house, you know, looking for a record that I supposedly own, but I'm not even sure that I do own.
Yeah, right.
And spending hours going through shelves. No, my records are absolute shambles. I know where vaguely most things are, but yeah, I could save myself a lot of palpitations by actually doing something about it.
Oh, gosh. Hey, well, Christopher, I am so excited for your show tomorrow night at Flux. For our audience out there, tickets are at Under the Radar, I believe. Do I have that correct?
Yes, Under the Radar. It's all ready to go. I'm ready to go. Liam, calm down. I'll put you on the door.
Thank you. Oh, you're a hero. I'm so excited for it, honestly. And, yeah, Christopher, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's been an absolute delight. And I love everything you do, so it's been a real honor. Have a fantastic day today, and good luck for tomorrow night.
Thank you, Liam. Looking forward to it.